It's going to cost you up to $50 a pound if you want a taste of that first of the year Copper River salmon. The first fresh fillets of 2015 have arrived. But why exactly is Copper River salmon so pricey? David Hyde put that question to Dr. Gunnar Knapp. He's an expert on seafood economics at the University of Alaska in Anchorage. Dr. Knapp said three things give Copper River salmon such a high price.
First of all, it is indeed a very high-quality salmon. It's got a fabulous taste. Secondly, it is the first wild salmon of the year that's commercially harvested in any significant volume. And third, it's been very effectively marketed by fishermen, processors, and restaurants and stores working together to promote the idea, this is a great salmon, this is the start of spring, this is something you got to have. And so with those three things combined, a few people are willing to pay the very high prices of the very first Copper River salmon.
How much of this Copper River salmon is marketing versus quality? You mentioned marketing, but how big of a factor is that in the price that it commands in the market?
For Copper River salmon or any other high quality product that has a real brand name and appeal, you've got to have inherent quality. I mean, it's got to be good, but marketing is hugely important. Whether you're talking about Copper River salmon or a particular kind of running shoe or tennis racket or shirt or iPhone or something of this sort, marketing is a huge deal. So you have to be good quality, but then you have to let people know about the quality and build up the mystique that people really. It doesn't do any good to be the best in the world if nobody knows or thinks you're the best. It's the best in the world.
Well, so marketing plays a role. Let me ask the question a different way. How different is Copper River salmon from other fresh Alaska salmon?
There is no question. It's a really, really good fish. It tastes great. But if you go around and try fish from other Alaska streams, you'll find plenty of other fish that also taste really great. Does it taste as good as Copper River salmon? People from Cook Inlet will assure you that Cook Inlet salmon tastes just as good. People from Kodiak will tell you that Kodiak sockeye salmon tastes just as good. So it's sort of like wine, you know. I mean, you say, does this Bordeaux really taste better than, you know, is it really better? Well, it's certainly really, really good. Whether it's actually better is kind of in the eye of the, or in the taste buds of the person eating it. And by the way, you got to cook it right. You can take a Copper River salmon and you cook it wrong, it can taste lousy.
Are you going to be buying any fresh caught Copper River salmon this week?
Yes, we will. Earlier this week, my wife actually asked me, when will a Copper River salmon be coming? I want to get some. I said, well, that's just pretty expensive. And she goes, yeah, but it's really good. And even though we eat salmon, fresh salmon, several times a week all summer long and usually pay a lot less for it, now I sure hope to heck she doesn't pay $50 a pound for it, but I'm sure she'll pay a premium.
Gunnar Knapp, an economist at the University of Alaska in Anchorage. He spoke with David Hyde about the price of fresh Copper River salmon. The season opened on Thursday and is now available here in the greater Seattle area.